USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The second largest school district in the country has voted to mandate COVID vaccinations for all eligible students. The Los Angeles Unified School District Board voted Thursday to require all students 12 and older to be fully vaccinated by January. The board wrote language into the policy for medical and other exemptions. Only the Pfizer vaccine is currently available for children ages 12 to 17. The board says they've already seen about 5,500 cases of COVID in the district so far this school year. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has filed an emergency appeal to reinstate his ban on school mask mandates in the state. The governor's lawyers are seeking to reinstate a stay that would halt mask mandates in school districts that have enacted them while the case works its way through the courts. Second Circuit Judge John Cooper lifted the stay on Wednesday, keeping the state from enforcing the ban while the governor's order is being litigated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, man. This is John Jubilee with EnergizedHealth.com. That's right. Write that down after you get off of this ad. EnergizedHealth.com. Because this is your moment to change your life. Intelligent men are skeptical. I want you to be skeptical, but I want you to go check this out today. We have a breakthrough science that is so powerful that hundreds of doctors have changed their life. They recommend it to their patients, physicians to U.S. presidents, leading scientists across the world, because it works. Intercellular hydration pushes all the toxins out of your body. It pushes all inflammation out of your body. It can cause your brain to have double the function, man. Double. Your testosterone level could rise 500 points naturally. You can wake up every morning like a teenage boy again and lose 30 to 40 pounds of solid fat every month. Be skeptical, but go check this out today at EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
President Biden announced a new federal vaccine mandate Thursday that will compel all employers with more than 100 employees to require their employees to get vaccinated against COVID or be tested for the virus on a weekly basis. Former acting director of the CDC, Dr. Richard Besser, says that mandates can be used to increase vaccination rates. He tells ABC News that he hopes the president's moves will move the needle for COVID shots.
And there are still 80 million people in that group who have not gotten vaccinated and are not inclined to do so unless required. I think mandates are a way to move forward on that. As a pediatrician, I'm used to mandates. Children are required to be vaccinated to go to school. As new vaccines arrive, they're looked at and considered as to whether they should be required. And this is a situation where one's own decision about vaccination has health consequences, not just for that individual, but for those around them. So I'm hopeful that this will literally move the needle when it comes to COVID vaccination.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
More questions are being asked following the release of a cache of leaked documents that appears to contradict the public statements that White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci made about the National Institutes of Health funding research at the Wuhan lab. Lance Pry has more.
The Intercept Online publication through the Freedom of Information Act has obtained 900-plus documents indicating Dr. Fauci has been deceitful to the American people about COVID-19. Kentucky Senator Republican Rand Paul and Fauci on May 11th.
The NIH has not ever and does not now fund gain-of-function research in the Wuhan Institute.
Government scientists like yourself who favor gain-of-function research.
I don't favor gain-of-function research in China. You are saying
naturally
things that are not correct.
New York Times science journalist Nicholas Wade says Fauci was dead wrong and gain-of-function was taking place at the Wuhan lab.
Yes, it certainly does. They were taking viruses related to the SARS family of viruses, and they were sticking into them the spike protein genes from other viruses, and they were getting them to infect humanized mice, as it's called, and showing that the new viruses they had created were more potent than the viruses they came from. That is the standing definition of gain of function.
And astronauts aboard the International Space Station were awakened by smoke alarms early Thursday morning. Russia's space agency says the alarm sounded in their section of the space station, with astronauts reporting smoke and the smell of burnt plastic. The crew was able to activate air filters to clear the capsule of the smoke. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.